from 2SER's own sporting podcast, 1 week at a time.
Hello!
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Good.
Bright and early. Sport, and more sport.
And sport.
It's what it's all about. But we're getting to the end of the footy season.
We are.
For us, anyway, for Mick and I. Mick being a Parramatta supporter, myself being a South supporter.
Yep.
Both haven't had great years.
And Joel, the other member of our podcasting team, could possibly not have a team in the finals as well. So all three of our teams.
I think you're the only one, Nick, that will actually...
I might actually be the only one after the most nail-biting game I have ever watched in my entire life last
one
weekend.
One point in the end, wasn't it?
One point that was scored in the last couple of seconds.
Yeah. And
it was
also
Hawthorn versus Magpies.
Exactly, yes.
Also meant that you missed out on top spot as well, I believe, doesn't it?
Top spot?
Weren't you guys... You guys were leading the comp
we're
for a
fine,
little
fine, we were not. Yeah.
But this time of year, you've either got to decide to pick another team for the finals, or you turn off.
And how do you pick another team? Like, what do you look at it and go, well, they used to play for, so I could...
No, I reckon everyone's got a second favourite team.
I'm totally against the second team
mentality.
Really? Why?
Yeah. You've got one team and that's it.
So what, suddenly football doesn't exist when it gets this point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that sort of brings us seamlessly to today's topic. We're going to talk about what you can do if your team isn't playing finals footy.
Oh, look, see, that's a good one, because that's never happened to me in the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, rub it in, jeez.
Actually, it hasn't for me either. Or you, actually. You guys. Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
What are all these wooden spoons doing? Anyway. So, number one on the list of things you can do.
What can we do?
Rather than going to the football in September, finally fix that door that keeps jamming. I think everyone at every house in Sydney has got that door, be it the kitchen, that spare bedroom.
Or squeaky door.
Yeah. Squeaky door, or the door that jams.
Yep, fair enough. Yeah, I might get to that. Now, not everyone has one of these, but you might want to mow the lawn. It's getting into spring. Starting a bit long now, a bit of rain, bit of sun. What happens is it grows. So get out there, get the lawnmower going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Started all, hasn't been going for a few months.
Well, it is, of course, National Asthma Week, so it's a good time to talk about mowing the lawn.
Is that because it's
allergy?
Because they
always
that with
start
spring?
Of spring. Always the start of spring.
There you go. You could read a good book. That's something you don't have time for during the football season.
Because you're too busy watching the football.
Watching football and then watching the replay of that game and seeing what you guys did wrong and criticising your players.
Yes, you could talk to non-sporty friends about things that don't relate to sport.
You can't even think of two, can you, right now?
Well, I don't have non-sporty friends.
Why are they your friends if they're not sporty people?
What do you talk about if you don't talk about sport?
Exactly right. You can enjoy the start of spring.
Yes. Actually, that was my choice because I think spring is a wonderful time to go outside. After being hibernating, watching sport for 3 months, or however long it goes for. You can appeal against the ranger that wrote you a ticket. Oh, come on, ref. It's not 4 o'clock yet. Come on.
See, that works. That works. Are you blind?
Yeah, you can start yelling at the ref.
Sign.
And see how far that gets you.
You could just talk to people because your voice won't be hoarse from
screaming.
Screaming the night before at the footy.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
Barracking your team on.
Yeah.
You get those kids onside. All right, get back to 10. Back to 10. Got to stay onside over there. You start using football terminology in everyday life.
Yeah, because you just start to miss it, I think. It just sort of creeps in there. You just dig holes. I mean, if you're that, just bored.
Go the old Dale Kerrigan and just dig a couple
Dale's
of holes.
Dale's dug a hole, but it's filling with water. Where's Dad? He's in the roof.
But ultimately, when your team doesn't make the finals, what you could always do is just follow another sport that's actually on. Start following the Swannies.
The Swannies doing very well, aren't
they? The Swannies are doing Swannies very are going well. Really they will be a team to watch. I agree
At least for another 4 weeks until the whole season's over. And then really, is this void between rugby league and AFL and rugby union and cricket. This is void.
Luckily, it's only about 2 weeks or so.
But it is. It's a void.
It's a void of two weeks.
Real
weird.
What are you doing that time?
Notice it in the news and everything.
I suppose you could watch Netflix or something.
I think you guys have forgot the most important thing you can do if your team hasn't made it to the finals, which is barrel up absolutely everyone you know and tell them how you were robbed. Should have been, look, if it were just done...
Round 15, the ref...
Let me start in the beginning and tell you the tale of how we were robbed.
There's probably other sport going on too. We might talk about that on our podcast.
Are you going to save that for the podcast?
There's things like tennis, US Open's on. What else?
Now, look, I'm going to go controversial here because I can't think of... There are three sports I will never watch on television on pain of death, and that is cricket, tennis... cricket, tennis, and golf.
Now, Adrian was about to high-five.
I was about to get a high-five there, but no, cricket, tennis, and golf, they are... I would
Nick.
I would have someone paint something and I'd sit there watching that live streamed.
Nick. What's going on here?
Tennis, I totally agree with. I can't stand. I'm not a tennis fan. Golf, I adore. Cricket, I adore even more.
Like, I like playing golf. Oh. I don't want to watch it. I like playing golf because I know after I've got through nine holes of just embarrassing myself, there's a beer at the end of it.
You should get Murray to tell you his story from last weekend. It's a good story. Good golfing story there.
There's a movie in it. When can people get more scintillating sports coverage from you guys?
Well, it's always up on our podcast. 1 week at a time is under the menu of Listen on 2SER.com. On the bottom of that list, you can go to Listen, hover over it, and down the bottom there you see 1 week at a time, and you can catch up on all our episodes. We're also on Wooshka and iTunes if you choose to subscribe with your little iHub podcasting application.
That would be a pretty good way of doing
it. New episode every Sunday.
New episode every Sunday, even during that 2 week blank period.
Yeah, I don't know. We might just sit in a room for 45 minutes and just twiddle our thumbs and record that. I don't know what we'll do.
Oh, what do we do?
We'll find some obscure sport going on in Scandinavia, maybe.
Just bitch about refereeing decisions from the year gone by.
I'd love to hear you guys talk about curling